Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Wake Up to Spirit. We are being broadcast live on Facebook right now on my page, Celeste Elliott, because I am your host here every week, and also on the Lilydale Assembly site. So this show is called Wake Up to Spirit, and I'm trying to get all the tech going. So for anybody who wants to call in today, the phone number is 818-739-8818, and I do have that up on the site as well, so you can see it. And I will try to answer questions as I can as they show up. So I'm very excited to be back with you. I've been kind of on hiatus. I haven't had a chance to do the show in the way I would have wanted to over the past couple of months here. So I'm doing my best. I will say that we are going back to weekly after this, and March is going to be really, really exciting. So today's topic is actually on the tower, which is pretty iconic tarot card, and I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But yeah, the great thing about March, because is Women's History Month, so I have some really, really, really exciting guests that are going to come on, and they're going to give us some historical background with information. And excuse me. I would have a frog in my throat this morning because I decided to come back on the show. So I'm just getting over a little something here. Not COVID, thank God. So if you have questions, please feel free to write in, and also please feel free to call in. And again, that number is 818-739-8818. If it will let me see what's going on. Having some technical issues, but all right. Anyway, I'm just going to keep going. So lots of cool things to talk about. Please do check out lilydaleassembly.org, because we have all kinds of really cool classes that are coming up online right now. And may I add, for February 13th, we have a really incredible volunteer thing going on. There are some wonderful Lilydale mediums, registered mediums, who have volunteered to do a fundraiser for the Women's Day group here, committee. And it will be on, so they'll be giving gallery-style messages for this fundraiser. And the fundraiser is helping the committee to get their film, The Spirit Rooms of Lilydale, which if you haven't seen yet is fantastic, out on local cable and to apply to film festivals. So we are in the process of that, which is super fun. And fingers crossed, it will bring some recognition for all of the hard work and that the committee has been doing over the years. Fabulous stories and the history of the women's rights movement and the Lilydale Assembly and spiritualism in general. So for those of you who don't know, there was a lot of overlap in the early days of spiritualism with some political movements like the women's rights movement. And that's what you'll get a glimpse of. So, and apparently my cable, my internet is not stable today because my picture keeps going out, so sorry for the distraction there as well. Now you see why my coffee is by prescription today. So it's all good. Anyway, let's talk about the tarot card. Let's talk about the Tower card, because people get a sense of this. They look at the Tower card, which is major arcana. There is a difference between major and minor. Minor arcana are sort of like the playing cards that you know and love. You've got the whole crew, the king, the queen. In some decks, you have the prince or the page, and then it goes all the way down the suite from 10 to 1 in the different so you have hearts and you have cups and you have wands. And so it's very interesting. Jungian psychology is based a lot on tarot cards. So when you're looking at archetypal psychology, that is something that will come up with this. So I'm hesitating because I don't know if I'm actually broadcasting because I can't see it. So it's making me a little bit nervous. So my apologies on that. Anyway, so moving on. If you look at the major arcana, which is where the Tower is from, it is very full of sort of life themes and what's going on as far as both on a macrocosmic level, like world events, as well as how that trickles down into your community, as well as how that trickles down into individual lives. So the Tower card, everybody looks, if you get that, people think, oh my gosh, it's death, it's destruction, it's chaos, it's a terrible, terrible thing. But in reality, it doesn't have to be a terrible, terrible thing, because it's just about change. And change, while scary, is not a bad thing, okay? I know people think change is a bad thing and a scary thing, but it's really not. So, okay, I'm just going to go ahead and continue this only on audio, because I have a sneaking suspicion that this is showing up on the wrong Facebook page. And that is terrifying. So we'll see. We'll see how this goes. Okay. I had this beautiful thing planned, and it is not working out. And that is disappointing. Okay. Well, never mind. I will try this show again next week.